Hey, I'm Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic. And this week's movie is Him. What's it about? Cameron Cade, played by Tyrique Withers, is him, the pro football prospect who has all the scouts salivating. The night before the pro football combine, Cade is attacked by a fan, resulting in a brain injury that threatens his career. But the gods, or God, in Isaiah White, played by Marlon Wayans, might prove to be his savior, as White, an eight-time champion, has invited Cade to train with him at his private facilities. What begins as training for excellence turns into something way darker and much, much more than Kay could possibly imagine. Who's in it? Marlon Wayans, Tyrique Withers, Julia Fox, Tim Heidecker, and Jim Jeffries. What's to like? Him asked the question, how far will you go to achieve your dream? And Cameron Cade must confront this question head on. As a boy, his idol has been Isaiah White, and Cade believes that he has the drive and ability to be better than the eight-time champion. We follow Cade through the injury, his family who depends on his success, the media, and his agent. The ultimate question is, can he compete with White, and how far will he go to succeed? Wayans and Withers have an eerie chemistry that works to establish that they might appear to want the same thing, but might not go about it in the same manner. Withers brings a naivete and confidence to Cam that makes him interesting enough to want to see how it all shakes out. Combine that with the mysteriousness and ruthlessness that Wayans brings to White, and there is something explosive just waiting to happen. Wayans is fantastically unlikable. The filmmakers set up the confrontation well, with Cam and White debating, is it God, football, and family? Football, family, and God? Or another combination thereof? Additionally, the obstacles or choices Cam must make help us all question, what is the price of success? My favorite character is Cam's girlfriend, Jasmine, played by Heather Lynn Harris, and while she has a small role, her time on the screen felt authentic. In an early scene, she makes it clear that Cam is her man and does it in a way that I believe a sister might do it. Later, instead of pushing Cam to play football, she encourages him by saying that he can be successful in other ways. This portrayal of a black woman whose boyfriend is about to become rich shows that there is a deeper relationship beyond the money. What's not to like? While Him asks a lot of questions and sets the stage for a debate, it never really made me truly care about any of these characters. The filmmakers just didn't do enough to make me identify with Cam nor Isaiah. From the very beginning, the filmmakers played with a visual style that screamed something wasn't quite right and that a horror was right around the corner. With jump cuts, animation, and aptly timed music, you would think that this was a scary masterpiece, but instead, it was a piece of horror that wasn't quite mastered. My rating, Him, might be about good versus evil, ambition over complacency, family, football, and faith, but it spends more time on the sidelines than on the field. And in the end, it fails to get into the end zone. I'm giving this one 1.5 reels out of 4. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Blue Sky, and YouTube at The Real Critic. That's R-E-E-L. And I'll see you next time.